Everybody, how are you guys doing? How is everything going? Welcome to Training Topics du jour. If you're listening to this podcast for the very first time, welcome. This is a space where we talk about everything and anything and everybody. I give you guys my unsolicited opinion about trends, news, and whatever else is there to be talked about. Can you guys believe that this is the last Sunday for this month? So last Sunday for the month of March in 2023. Next week, we're going to be talking about Easter and whatnot. I still cannot believe how time is going by so very fast. It's ridiculous. It's insane. But I am very excited about today's episode. This is going to be a celebrity file. Going to talk about one of my favorite R&B artists. His name is Tyrese Gibson. He is my spirit animal. I feel like in my previous life, I was him. Because some of the things that he does, I don't know. I have a soft spot for him. So we're going to talk about Tyrese in detail because he has been up to no good lately, like for the past decade, I would say. He's just done some very questionable things, and I really want us to talk about that and see what the deal is. Well, I'm excited. I hope you're ready. My name is Tuck. Let's get started. So, who is Tyrese Gibson? For those of you that don't know, Tyrese Gibson is an American musician and actor. He was born on December 30, 1978, and he got onto the limelight when he first appeared in a Coca-Cola commercial, and that's how he got into the limelight. Then he ended up modeling and eventually signed a recording contract. So when he was growing up, he had mentioned that he didn't feel very attractive because he's a dark-skinned person, and he thought that his skin was ugly, which is really crazy because he is a good-looking man. He has always been good looking. He is like a sculpture of chocolate. He's hot. But anyway, that's besides the point. So yeah, he got into Hollywood. He was modeling and then he got his contract. And this would be the way into which he met his first wife. So in 2002, Tyrese was performing in London. And that's how he ended up. He bumped into somebody who would be his first wife, and her name was Norma Mitchell. Norma was a college student. She was staying with her parents or her mother at that time, and it has been said that once he and Tyrese met each other, they vibed, and Tyrese ended up asking her to move to the US and be with him. So Norma left London, so that was in 2003, left London and moved to the United States, and they dated and they were doing good. Nothing was really being heard. There were times that Tyrese would hide play his relationship low, like say, oh, I don't want to talk about it, I'm a private person, blah, 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 blah. But between 2003 to 2006, everything seemed to be okay, up until Norma got pregnant. So that was in 2006, and she was expecting their first baby, baby girl, who would end up being known as Shayla. Okay, so after Tyrese realized that Norma was pregnant, he proposed to her and asked for her to marry him. Such a beautiful story, isn't it? Anyway, she did end up marrying him, and that is where things started going awry. According to the news reports and research that I've done, it's been said that once the baby was here, Tyrese changed. He wasn't at home as much as he should be, which is understandable because he is, he's an entertainer, he is a musician, and he is an actor. And these are not jobs that you work from home. Like, he literally has to leave his house to go work, right? So it's understandable. But anyway, it is said that Tyrese wasn't at home a lot. And also, they were having some domestic disputes. There'd been allegations that Tyrese had put his hands on Norma. And yeah, so baby came and Tyrese and Norma ended up getting a divorce, right? Can you imagine dating for such a long time and then you decide to get married? And then once you get married, you break up. That must suck. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. But anyway, that's besides the point. So yeah, so Norma and Tyrese, they broke up. They got a divorce, I'm assuming. Yes, they did get a divorce, actually. Norma had signed a prenup, so there wasn't any spousal support or anything like that. But Tyrese was ordered to pay her $6,000 a month. And they had 50-50 joint custody. So good stuff, right? Or so you would think. Well, fast forward. So they're co-parenting. Everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody's happy. Up until 2015, when we heard in the news that Tyrese had asked a judge to stop Norma from taking their child to a holiday, a Passover holiday in Israel. Okay, so this came out onto the entertainment scene and in the news, and it was on the blogs and Twitter and everything. And everybody was like, why? What's going on? Why? Tyrese just said he didn't want the daughter to go to Israel and celebrate with the mother, and so that's why she was that's why he was asking the judge to stop that trip from happening. The judge obviously said no, the mother is not a problem. The mother can take the child on a holiday. You have 50-50 joint custody. That's what that means, right? So that was ruled against Tyrese, and Tyrese wasn't amused by that. But also, that is what broke the camel's back, or that's the straw that broke the camel's back, because that is when we now started hearing from Norma. So Norma finally decided to speak out, because she was like, okay, dude, what the hell? I've been quiet. I've been doing my own thing. You made me sign a prenup. I'm not asking for anything from you, but look at what you're doing. So Norma went to the news, like she went to the blogs or did an interview, and she said, well, you know, we had a domestic dispute when we were married or when we were together. Tyrese put his hands on me, the police were called, but Tyrese made me sign an NDA. For those of you that don't know, an NDA is a non-disclosure agreement. So Tyrese and his people taught her to zip it, say nothing. Just pretend as if nothing happened. So yeah, that's what Norma said. And people now started giving Tyrese the side eye. I was one of them. I was like, dude, what the hell? Because for those of you that know Tyrese, I follow Tyrese because I like him. I like his music. He be doing the most. So anyway, when that came out, now people were like, okay, what the hell? What is going on? So this was in 2015, okay? So after Norma did that interview saying that Tyrese was abusive to her, she also said that Tyrese was abusing the daughter, like physically abusing the daughter, so like spanking her or beating her or anything like that, which, side note, I need to talk about that as well. I know that people in North America and people of Caucasian backgrounds, or first world backgrounds don't understand that a parent can spank their child. But guys, let me tell you this. My mother can spank me today and can slap me today. And I just feel like that's part of parenting. But that's just me. Okay? That's just me. It's the African in me. Of course, there is physical abuse, but then sometimes when parents are trying to discipline their children by spanking them, I feel like it's warranted. It is, it's okay. It's really not that a big, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I am an advocate of spanking, okay? I know some of you may not understand. Some of you will be like, oh, physical abuse. Oh, why are you abused? You guys stop it, okay? You need to stop that because I know my mama, my grandma, if my grandparents were still able to do things like spanking me, they still would. Let me tell you, they would. And for me, I'm used to it, I guess. So I guess it is what it is. But spanking is like, it's like whatever, you guys. Like, it's like whatever. Anyway. That's besides the point. But anyway, so this is when now we started hearing that Norma was saying that Tyrese was physically assaulting a young girl. Now she was seeking full custody. Okay. So this is the end of 2015. We're getting into 2016. 2016, we were all just minding our business. Minding our business, doing our own thing. And then the shared room. I don't know whether it was the shared room, it was Twitter or somebody posted. They're like, oh, Tyrese has a new woman. She is beautiful. She's educated. She's a beautiful African princess. She's gorgeous. Okay? And this is when now we got to meet Samantha Lee. Now, from what I've heard, Samantha Lee has a psychology or a social worker background. I haven't looked really deeply into that, but she does some social work or psychology work. What's it? She's a psychologist or something like that. But anyway, so Tyrese started seeing Samantha Lee in April of 2016. And on Valentine's Day of 2017, they got married. So, Tyrese married Samantha Lee. She is a beautiful woman, you guys. I think I follow her on Instagram. She is so beautiful and she is so full of positivity and positive vibes. And I like her. I like her a lot. She just exudes excellence. But anyway, so Tyrese married this beautiful woman, and this would also be the time that his relationship with the ex, with Norma, would go even extra sour, if that's even a possibility. Because Norma filed a restraining order against Tyrese. So the restraining order said that Tyrese cannot come close to them. So Norma and the daughter, like at a certain distance and things like that. And oh my God, Tyrese, this is the first time that we saw Tyrese do the outmost on Instagram. Okay. Let me read to you what he said. I'm gonna read everything because I remember this day very well. I was so shocked when I read this and and my girlfriends and I, we talked about it. We're like, what the hell? Okay, so this is what Tyrese wrote after this restraining order. This is what he said. All I want to do is co-parent, nothing else. Please, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. There is someone out here for you. There is someone out here for everybody. Norma, I know you can see this. I am sorry I got remarried. I am sorry we didn't work out. I am sorry you haven't been able to find another man since we separated. Sometimes you get married and have kids and things just don't work out. But I have never wished harm on you. I was hoping by now you got over what we used to be. But I see the attacks just won't stop. So I believe this too will pass, and God and the courts will reveal the truth. I want you to know I still love you and wish you the best in all that you're looking to do. I just simply want to co-parent and raise Shayla to be a respectful, decent, smart angel that I know she is. Paint your picture, but God knows the truth. If I was a bad dad, I wouldn't have went from 80-20 to 70-30 to 60-40 to 50-50 custody in my favor. All of the honorable fathers and parents out here, keep fighting the good fight. You may be embarrassed at times, but in the end, the kids will always run into the arms of the ones who really had their backs in a great father, not because I'm famous with money, but because I am. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. More truths coming soon. Child custody family issues are the worst. Guys, this is when I knew my guy was on some crazy shit. He wrote a whole dissertation. And of course, I understand that sometimes when you're in your feelings, you just want to let it out. But come on, like, do something, write it on, I don't know, a notepad or something, but don't post it on the on social media. So this is what he said, basically, to summarize his little dissertation. He felt that the reason why the wife filed a restraining order is because she was jealous. She was jealous that he had married a beautiful woman and married somebody else, and that the ex wouldn't move on. Okay? This was the beginning of the craziness, as I said. Immediately after writing this, there is this clip that I'm going to insert here because immediately after doing this, like maybe a day later, he went on Instagram Live and just, oh my God, just did something. Oh my God, just did something crazy. He went and just started talking and crying, guys, crying on social media to, like, he has, like, I don't know how many millions of followers he has, basically to the entire world. This is when I knew my guy had lost it. So, listen to this clip and then I'll be right back.
So I'm saying this to all of the fathers. Compassion is being able to understand the seat and the reality that someone else is sitting in. That's compassion. It's not about the seat that you're sitting in, the rock. It's about the seat that everybody's sitting in. Look at this. Shayla, my first and only pregnancy. To this day. Well, I got another one on the way, but he's not here yet. Look at this. You take my one from me. I'm not gonna sit here and paint the picture of systematic racism. I'm just gonna say that the uninvolved fathers has made it bad for the involved fathers. Because our voices are some way, somehow being drowned out. When the real fathers show up, real fathers that really love their kids and really are standing with their babies are there. Because they're in the presence of so many fathers who may not care or being accused of not caring, they're not able to tell the difference between the good ones and the bad ones, between the criminals and the men of God, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, the men that wake up every day, the men that wake up every day to focus on one thing. Okay. Don't take my baby, please, don't take my baby. Don't take my baby. This is all I got. This is all I got. This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. And no one's listening because no one's in the courtroom. I'm not doing anything illegal, but I don't want nobody. Oh my God, am I doing something illegal by doing this video? Or is this, am I protected by the First Right Amendment or the Amendment? Don't take my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Oh my God. Oh my God, my Shayla, ain't nobody showing up for me. I got all these millionaire friends, I got billionaire friends, I've been there for you, why nobody's there for me? Oh my God. I gotta do, baby. This is for you. This is for everybody, every man out there who's presenting facts like me. Okay? I'm a married man. I've moved on with my life. I do not hate her mother. Because if I hate her mother, then that's saying a lot about how I feel about my own daughter. This is, you can decide to make this about woman versus man. If that's the theme, that's going to be something that you come with. That's not what, I don't hate you, Norma. I don't know why you hate me, but I don't hate you. But you just can't wake up on September 11th and just decide to accuse me of doing something that I didn't do. And I haven't been able to say anything. Oh my God, I never cry. Let me ask all my niggas out there. Let me ask my niggas that really know me. Listen to me. JJ, Siege Monstrosity. Who else? This is called, I learned a lot in court. Oh my God, this is called character. This is called a character check. Let me talk about character. We talk about my manager, Jerome Martin, who's really my father. I didn't have a father, but let me talk about my father, Jerome Martin. I love you, Jerome. What I know about my life and what I know about business and class and sophistication, and I know I'm not perfect. I know I piss people off all the time. But rather you... You think of me, and some of y'all are like, oh, he got the ugly cry face. I do got the ugly cry face. I'm sorry. Oh, he's got the ugly cry face. You motherfucking right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby. And if they doing this shit to me, if they taking my baby, or because she wakes up and decides on September 11th, this is what I feel like saying about Tyrese. Nobody wants to hire me, Norma. Congratulations. Oh my God.
What more do you want from me? I am so sorry, but that video cracks me up. I'm sorry, okay? I'm all about showing emotions. I am a crier myself. I cry all the time. I cry when I'm angry. I cry when I'm happy. I am a crier. But there ain't no way I am going to get on camera and cry to the world. Absolutely not. Just side story here. I remember there was a time, I think it was last year or the year before last, I was going through something really, really rough. Something really, really rough. And oh my God, that was a tough time. I cried every day from December 31st of, I think, yeah, let me remember the dates because I remember December 31st of 2021 up until mid-July. I cried every day and every night. I was going through something so difficult and I cried every day. I would cry at work, on my lunch, on my breaks. I would go and like cry. I cried in the morning. I cried at night to myself. Nobody knew about this. Maybe a couple of my friends knew, but I was going through a very, very, very rough. Oh my God, that was a rough time. See, I have tears in my eyes right now because that was painful. But anyway, that's besides the point. What I'm saying is, I like it when men are emotional because we're all human beings and we ought, you know, to release sometimes. But, whoa, Tyrese. So, yeah, he went and cried on and went on his little bizarre rant on social media. And I think it was a couple of days later, he came back on Instagram and he was like, oh, by the way, I know everything is going to be fine. Will Smith is going to give me $5 million. Like, he was acting crazy, right? And this was a time that I knew that, okay, I think that maybe something deeper may be going with this dude because that wasn't normal, you guys. That wasn't normal, right? Okay. So, after that cry video, and okay, let's just, sorry, side story to the side story again. Guys, can you imagine? Tyrese was crying and doing all this while he was married, okay? So he had a whole brand new family. Like, I don't even know how I would feel as a wife or somebody's woman. You and I are together and you're crying because your ex said something hurt you? Like, what the hell is going on? What is this? What is happening? Oh my God, that is crazy. But anyway, back to the story. So he did a few more videos where he was just, he was talking reckless. He was talking crazy. But anyway, that season passed. He went through that and then he came back and was like, oh guys, I'm sorry. I know people care about me. And he sort of explained that I'm fine. I'm good. It's just that I've been taking some, I don't know, some antidepressants or some stress medication. And that could be the reason why he reacted the way he reacted, which is understandable. As I've said, I've always said about Tyrese, I like Tyrese. I have a soft spot for him. So even though he'd be doing some crazy shit like this, but I like him. I like his talking voice. Have you guys heard the way he talk? Hello, everybody. So, you know, he has such a commanding voice and it's deep. He's sexy, but that's the thing. Sexy people sometimes are crazy too. Sexy, crazy, they rhyme. So he's sexy and crazy. But anyway, so he came back. He said that he was okay and he was just gonna, you know, keep fighting or whatever, and keep going through with the custody battle and the court battle and things like that. And eventually that passed by, right? So by the time this ended, now him and Samantha had a baby. I think Samantha got pregnant like in 2018 or sometime around there. So it got pregnant, and then they seemed really happy. I liked them together. They were so picturesque, so beautiful, such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful couple. I'm just not sure how Samantha thought and felt though. I don't know if well, how I would feel if my guy was crying about another woman, even though it's not about the woman per se, but still, I would be in my feelings. I know I would be like, okay, so what's happening? What's going on? Do you still want her or like what is this? No, and then you're going on social media and doing this, nigga. You're not gonna embarrass us in this house. No, that's what I would say. But anyway, who knows, right? So back to the story. So Tyrese and Samantha now are pregnant and they have their baby, and they seemed amazing. Honestly, they actually really, 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 really seemed amazing. They seemed happy up until I think it was December 2020 or sometime, but I remember it was during the pandemic, which is so crazy to me. Do you guys remember how people said that, oh, the pandemic is breaking marriages and the pandemic is breaking relationships because people are together all the time? Like, how does that make sense? How can being close to your person make you not like them and like break up with them? That is that I don't understand that. But there was a lot of that. A lot of people broke up, a lot of marriages broke, and they didn't survive the pandemic, which is crazy to me because how, guys? Maybe I'm just saying this because I'm not in it, but I feel that if I was married or if I was living with my person, I don't know, man. Like, first of all, if you make a decision that you're going to stay and live with somebody for, I don't know, for however long or the rest of your life, how can you break up with them because you're together for a long time? Like, isn't that the time for you to connect and get to know each other even more, discover each other, talk about everything, and just enjoy life together? Like, maybe, you know what? Could be because I'm not in that situation, so I'm just blabbing because I'm not in it yet. But I feel like it should be workable. It shouldn't be difficult to stay with your person. Like, what? Especially if you're married, you have vows and you're gonna break up because we're seeing each other too much and I need to miss you. You guys play
I
too
have
much.
not been able to
Anyways,
talk about anything that's been on
that's
my
besides the
mind
point. So,
for the last 2 years because my lawyer
marriage
said,
number two,
chill out.
Tyrese and Samantha
We are
Lee,
going to have our day in
they
court where
break
we're
up.
going to present
Right?
everything that Samantha said,
And oh my
everything that
gosh.
she did, how
So
she went
Samantha
about
files for
everything.
divorce for
I cannot
irreconcilable
talk about anything
differences. Isn't that what they all say?
because as
Irreconcilable
much as we
differences.
have
Like, why can you not reconcile?
divorced,
How? Why is it
it's technically
irreconcilable?
not a
But
divorce
anyway, so she filed
because
for
now we
divorce,
have to do a whole nother trial
and
because
a
everything about what we
few
tried
months
to
later,
show
we
and
heard that the
prove
reason
and
why she
present,
filed for divorce is
which is
because
legally
Tyrese
my
had locked her outside the
constitutional right,
home of
every
their Georgia
time
home,
we said
apparently. I
anything,
don't know, man. Just
we were
crazy stuff.
literally shut
So
down.
filed
I
for a
never kicked
divorce,
Samantha out of my
and
house.
now we're going to
I
get
never
a
kicked
second
Samantha out of
season
my house
of
with my
the
1 year-old
Tyrese
daughter at the
show
time.
on social
That
media.
did not
Oh
happen.
my God. You
I
guys, I
was in
want you
New
guys to listen
Jersey working on
to
a
this
film called
clip,
Rogue
and I will
Hostage.
be back.
I was with a brother named Rod Gardner, who is married to Leticia Gardner. They're both very famous on TikTok, Instagram. I love them both to this day. I took Rod to New Jersey with me. He is an ex-NFL player. Him and his wife been married. They got beautiful kids. They've been together about 12 years. They said to me, "Man, since we've been together, we have never been separated for more than 4 days." I said, "Wow.
That must be something to be able to say, whatever their job is, whatever they're doing, most married people that are successful can never fix their mouth to say, I've never been away from my wife or my children physically for more than 4 days. Me as a movie star, I can hit the road for 4 months. No pickups, no drop-offs at school. I'm missing everything, you know? Everything. I'm a lion. I'm a hustler. I'm out in the field doing whatever it takes to feed my family in whatever country I need to feed my family in. Now, the mother, if she's not the actress, the entertainer, the music touring person that's constantly on the road, she has the luxury of being able to be a part of every single moment, every single day. I do not agree with the dinosaur thinking that people from the 50s, 60s, and 30s, shut up, make me a turkey sandwich, be barefoot, have my babies, I'm paying all the bills, shut up. That's some dinosaur shit. The woman that I was raised by, the self-sufficient, strong woman named Priscilla, she had her boyfriend, she had her husband. She raised all four of us on her own. She did the best she could. I buried my mother. She died on Valentine's Day this year. My mother has also taught me, don't ever see and witness shit, injustice, people being treated like shit, people that are innocent in jail because they were lied on, accused of shit that they never said and never did, and they are being criminalized. Their reputation is fucked up. Don't just sit there and let somebody do that to you. That's not the little boy I'm raising. That's my mama, bro. My mama, you know, maybe that's some South Central LA shit. My mama said, speak up and speak out. If you see somebody being treated like shit in your classroom, the teacher might not be treating you like shit because they might like you. But I need you to speak up on what you see, what you hear, and what you witness. And don't ever turn a blind eye on some shit. That's my mama. That's who my mama raised. You see what I'm saying? So Samantha, your mama's been divorced 4 times. Whatever those reasons are, that's her business. You were born and raised in New Jersey. When your mama broke up with your father, she kidnapped you from New Jersey and moved to Atlanta. Something's going on up in there. Something ain't right. Something's very toxic and vile and fucked up about that choice to take you away from your father. Move to a whole nother state. Kidnap. Illegally kidnap your children and move to Atlanta. That's your mama. That's a choice she made. That's also the woman who raised you. So when you, with that saying, apples don't fall too far from the tree, when you grow up in and around dysfunction, toxic behaviors, patterns, thoughts, and intentionality, then it's not surprising when you were raised by that and then you become that. I don't give a f- how pretty you are. There's a lot of really bad people in jail that are very attractive. Let's not get into how sexy and attractive somebody is and then mask it with, you must be a good person because you're attractive. It doesn't mean I'm a good person because I'm a millionaire. It doesn't mean I'm a good person because I'm a celebrity. It doesn't mean I'm a good person because I drive a Rolls Royce and live in a fucking mansion. I don't ever want anybody to convince themselves that your favorite celebrities and stars are good people because they're sexy and attractive. I'm not saying I'm a bad person. I'm saying stop convincing yourself of all of this surface, superficial shit, because the real evil people, they have mastered deception. They have mastered how to walk in a room, crack the right joke, be charming, charismatic. They know how to allure their victims into their web. And you look at the Black Widow and you be like, oh man, it's shiny, you know, nice looking, but you let the motherfucker bite you, you'll die. Some of the most poisonous snakes in the world are appealing to the eye. Even the fucking cobra knows how to get up and dance back and forth. Damn, they're smiling at you. Walk your ass up close to it and watch what happens when that venom get inside your ass. This woman went on record with court documents, lied, and said that I kicked her and my one-year-old innocent baby out of the house. How can I do some shit like that when I was physically in New Jersey? How can I kick Samantha out the house with a one-year-old baby when I'm in New Jersey, bro? She lied on me, bro. I left the set early. They tried to sue me for $400,000 because I left the movie set 3 hours early before I was supposed to wrap, and I was on a mission to save my marriage and save my family. I never cheated on this woman. I've never kissed another woman in 5 years. The only woman I kissed in 5 years was Naomi Harris on her forehead in the movie Black and Blue. There is no baby on the way. There is no side chick. There's no abortion. There's none of the shit that can cause somebody to say, fuck that, I'm out. So you got an agenda. You're going to get pregnant, have a whole baby, push a whole baby out, an innocent child that never asked to be here. And all you want to do is milk another celebrity for money. What about the baby? You know, you could have figured out a way to fuck over me by yourself. We didn't have to drag no children into this. I already grew up in a single home, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Tyrese, that's what I want to do sometimes. I just feel like he's in front of me. I want to shake his bald head and be like, Tyrese, what are you doing? So that's what he said about Samantha. After they had announced their divorce in 2021, Tyrese then started seeing Zali Timothy. Okay, so as it stands right now, Tyrese and Samantha's divorce proceedings are still ongoing. It hasn't been finalized yet. The case is still in court. So look at this timeline. So you remember how Tyrese and Samantha got divorced or filed for divorce in February of 2021? In April of 2021, Tyrese started dating somebody else, Zali Timothy. Zali Timothy is an Instagram model, And yeah, I think she's on Inst I think she does OnlyFans as well. She's slightly younger, not slightly, much younger Ty than Tyrese Gibson. I think she's like maybe 19 or 20 years younger than Tyrese. But yeah, so they have been dating. Zelie Timothy and Tyrese have been dating since 2021. But as you know, this is Tyrese Gibson we're talking about, right? Oh my God. This case is a mess. Tyrese is a mess. Oh my goodness. Tyrese. There are times that I just want to like shake his bald head and be like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? So as it stands right now, Samantha and Tyrese are still going through divorce. They haven't officially divorced yet. So remember how they filed for divorce in February of 2021? Well, Tyrese started dating somebody else in April of 2021, and this is the current girlfriend. The name is Zelie Timothy. So Zelie Timothy is an Instagram model. I think she's 20 years younger than Tyrese. And oh my God, she is, I don't have the words for it. Guys, I don't have the word. I don't even know how I can describe her. First of all, she's a beautiful woman. Let's put that on record. She's gorgeous. Tyrese gets beautiful women. I mean, what do you expect? He's a good-looking guy, but she's a beautiful woman. But she it seems like she is the gasoline to Tyrese's fire, because both of them seem like they're on this. They think the same, which is really scary. Especially with this case of Tyrese, she activates Tyrese is crazy, and then when Tyrese is activated, she feeds off that, and then they just get crazy together, and it's insane. Why am I saying this? Well, ever since Tyrese and Zelie started dating, they have done some wild shit. They have done the craziest shit. Okay, so after starting dating in 2021, everything was okay. They were posting each other. They were cute on Instagram. It was cute. Up until September 2021. September 2021, Tyrese posted a video of him shaving Zelie Timothy's, documentation, Zelie Timothy's headquarters, Zelie Timothy's paperwork, if you know what I mean. Shaving on Instagram. Oh my God. It was very cringy. Social media didn't take too kindly to that. So they dragged them endlessly. But did they change? No. Because a week later, I can't even believe I'm talking about this because it's so ridiculous and so stupid. A week later, they posted a video of them breaking up, sort of say. Like breaking up, saying that, oh, I'm done, blah, 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 go away, I don't want you. And it's crazy that these people do this on social media. Like, I don't understand it, right? We didn't take it seriously. We didn't take it seriously. When I say we, I mean us, social media users. We're just like, okay, you're up to your antics again. So we ignored that. And then a week after that, oh my God, Tyrese came on Instagram and he goes, so Zelie and I, we have a sex tape, but somebody got a hold of it and they're trying to extort us. But I don't want to be extorted, so I'm just going to release it for free or whatever. And people were like, what the hell? What is wrong with you? Like, what's up? People didn't give a shit about that. Like, people were just like, okay, you're up to your shenanigans again, right? So we ignored that. People ignored that. We're just like, okay, this is a crazy man doing the absolute most for no reason. And then oh my God, a week after that, he came back and said, oh no, that was fake, we didn't mean to, blah blah blah. He was exhibiting very weird behavior. He worries me sometimes, that guy. Sometimes he exhibits really, really, I don't know, unstable behavior, for lack of a better word. Unstable behavior. For the most part, social media and the internet was like, we know you're lying. You were just looking for attention. Which is really strange, because Tyrese shouldn't be doing that. He is an amazing, amazing actor, amazing musician. And he shouldn't be even doing things for attention, because he already has the attention. His talent, what he brings to the table, already demands attention from people. So I don't even know why he be going extra and being, he be doing too extra much, especially with this Zelly girl, because she is the gasoline to Tyrese's fire, and it's always flames, really. But that's not where they stopped. Okay? A couple of weeks later, I can't even remember the timeline. Tyrese and Zelly then took a video, put it on social media, a video of them going to the washroom together. It was weird, you guys. It was weird. So this is, it was like a washroom with two toilets, because we could see the toilets. So he was pointing, like, okay, you use that one, I'm going to use this one. Are you doing number one or whatever? He was like, me, I need to do a number two. So they were like in this toilet facing each other, and it was bizarre. I was like, what is happening to this dude? What is going on? But anyway, so they posted that in social media, you know. Social media kept dragging them. Oh my God, they were dragged. Because it was just unnecessary, right? And then time went by, maybe a month or two or 3 months. I don't even know. I can't keep up. Tyrese has been in so many things the past few years that it's always like every week there is something happening. But towards the end of 2021, Tyrese posted this on Instagram. I feel like Instagram is Tyrese's therapy, because this is where we go to see what's happening with his life, right? So this is what he posted on Instagram. Dame, I think I have a type now. She posted this, not me. I just follow the sexiest people on Instagram and get in trouble for liking their posts. I just want to feed you and we go to church together. I'm lost out here without my wife and my family. I can't be stable if my home isn't stable. Stability is important. I got the money. I got the mansions. I got whatever you need. I just need to figure out how to get married and stay married for the rest of my life. Who has the secret? I am ready to listen and to lean in. Okay? And then he continued a different post, but the same day. Stop trying to convince me that your daughter is not a snake. I just want to be released from this strong, devilish allure, the sexual seduction of a masterful manipulator who knows how to convince everyone that she's not mean or there to kill you. Please, God, release me. Release me from your poison. Release me from your stronghold. Release me. I belong to the kingdom. I have so much more work to do. I am single now, and I want everyone to DM. Have fun with @ZealotTimothy. She's verified now and wasn't ready to be married. She still wanted to go to Big Zen, live her best life. I want to get married and settle down and really, really nest and embrace the comforts of this family and married life. I smoke hookah at home every day, so I don't want to be in your clubs or around your women. I want to stay home and be the hardworking family man that I am. Guys, if you're feeling exhausted about Tyrese's shenanigans, imagine how exhausted I've been trying to research all this and bring it together. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so she posted that. I mean, he posted that. And so we were convinced to believe, or we tried to believe that it was for real, but it wasn't. Because a few weeks later, or a few, whatever time it took, honey, I, at this point, I was tired looking. But however long it took, the lady came back and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I did blah, 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 blah. I didn't mean to hurt you. I love you. You're my king. I know you're going through so much with your divorce. I'll be there for you. Blah, 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 blah. And that's where the background to what I want to talk about today stops. All right, so here is what I have to say. I like Tyrese Gibson. I think he's a great actor. He's a great musician. Ah, he is amazing. His song, How You Gonna Act Like That, or How You Gonna Act Like This. How you gonna act like that? How you gonna act like that? Come back to me, shorty. He is amazing. He is a great, talented man. I feel like he's really, really, really funny. And he wants to be in love. He wants that kind of love. So he wants to be a family man. And sometimes when you want something too hard, you tend to overdo things. I have done it before, where I've wanted somebody or something so much that I felt like I was almost doing too much, right? So I feel like he wants that. He wants to be like the family man in Hollywood, God-fearing man who has this family and stuff. And then when something doesn't go his way, he just panics. And I can understand that because I used to be like that too. He just panics and is like, oh my God, what is going on? This is not going to end well. Basically, that's what I think. And when that happens, he goes to social media and just tells us. And he just tells us everything. Literally everything. Shows us everything. Like, why do we need to see you in your toilet, sir? Like, really? Why do we need to see you shaving your wife's hoo-ha? Who does that? Who does that? And then why do you need to do all these antics to fake breakups because, I don't know, you wanted more followers on YouTube or whatever? Yeah, I don't think I talked about that. With one of his breakups with Zelie Timothy, he had said that it was a fake breakup because Zelie came to him and was like, oh, how can I get more YouTube subscribers or something? So I'm thinking of doing this. Are you down? And then he said, yes. So they faked a breakup to get more followers. It is crazy because I don't think Tyrese understands what kind of a great artist he is. Like, why does he keep bringing himself so low? Like, what? This is Tyrese Gibson and he's faking a breakup for YouTube clicks and videos. Like, what the hell? So yeah, I feel like I don't know who his friends are, but he needs to talk to somebody. really, like for real, like a friend or something, and be like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing, but because this is not right. This is not right behavior. This behavior is very bizarre for a talent and a magnificent human that he seems to be. I feel like I was Tyrese in my previous life, because I almost see myself in him, not in terms of like faking breakups and for clicks and views, but in wanting to have, you know, to be in love with somebody and have a family, be grounded. Maybe I should say that, you know? So sometimes when you're looking for things like that, you do too much. You do too much because you want this really, really, really badly, and you don't want it to fail. And when it fails and when it feels like it's crashing down, your system just shuts down and you start doing crazy things. All in all, I am a Tyrese fan. I mean, he's amazing. I'm still going to continue watching him and listening to him. And of course, taking my notes, because I know it's only a matter of time. He'll be back with his deep voice on Instagram. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say that I want you guys to know that life is so, so. He has such a deep voice that I really like. I can't imitate it. But he has like this deep Zen voice. It's like very calming and very commanding at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense. Can something be soothing and commanding at the same time? Because that's his talking voice. His talking voice is like, so just want, it's very masculine. I love it. It's hot. I love that. One other thing that I need to mention actually is that I give him the side eye, because every time something doesn't go well with his women, he's always saying that, oh, this woman did something to me. She did this. She didn't do that. She's the devil. She's a liar. What more do you want from me? Blah, blah, blah. Which is really, I feel like, it's lacking in, you know, self-accountability. And it's pointing fingers. I don't like pointing fingers. I do not like pointing fingers like that, because the other person is not there. The other person is not there to defend themselves. So that makes me give him the side eye. But I really hope that one day he gets to find his person, and that grounds him, because he needs somebody who grounds him. He doesn't need Zelly Timothy. Like, he needs somebody who can be like, babe, you want us to do what? You want to shave me on social media? No, baby, that's not right. Right? Or somebody who says, babe, I know right now there is chaos. There is chaos in our lives, in your life, especially you're going through this. But baby, let's turn off the camera. Let's not do that. Let's go for a walk. Let's talk about it. Let's go for a long drive and just unwind. Let's switch off our phones for the weekend and just do you and me. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the cabin. Let's do something that doesn't bring the entire world into our lives. And we don't need, after all, to be honest, we the people, the commoners, don't really need to know everything about celebrities. We will still watch and listen, but it's really none of our business, to be honest. But if you put it out there, oh, you best believe we're going to indulge and listen and sympathize and laugh with you and judge you and give you our unsolicited opinions. Just an FYI. But yes, you guys, that's all I had to talk about Tyrese Gibson. I hope everything gets better for him. And I hope that he has his happy ending, because he deserves it. Everybody deserves a happy ending. What? In whatever it is that you want to have a happy ending. And if it's your employment, if it's your relationships, if it's your families and your connections with other people, friendships and things like that. Life is already hard, and so in whatever way we can get and enjoy freedom and hope and happiness and things that serve us better, it's always a good thing. It's always a great thing. I am so grateful that you guys listen to my blabbing and rambling. I have been really wanting to talk about Tyrese because, he'd be doing the most. He is so extra. I'm glad you listened to me today. My name is Tak. I will catch you next time. Bye.